You mentioned liquid biopsies. In general, in terms of metastatic colorectal cancer, where do you see liquid biopsies potentially fitting in?
Great opportunities there. So the liquid biopsies have some advantage of patients where you don't have access to tissue. We know sometimes patients will come and they'll have liver biopsy that was used for diagnosis and maybe some immunohistochemistry, and there's nothing left. And so it's a better option than rebiopsying some patients to get the molecular profiling. We also see it used where you need that information quickly, right? You know, it may take 4 to 6 weeks to get tissue testing done, and you're trying to make decisions about upfront first-line therapy. So that gets a faster turnaround. And we also use it a lot in the research setting, as you heard here. What is it that's changing? What are the resistance mechanisms that are at play? And what we find is that the liquid biopsy is actually more insightful than a tissue biopsy because there can be multiple different resistance mechanisms that can develop. And when you do a tissue biopsy, you may capture one of those, but you may miss some of the others. And so the liquid biopsy is really nice in that it really assesses the entirety of the disease.